We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Star 94.
Star Report with Jen Hobby.
All right, let's catch up on your celebrity scoop. All five Spice Girls finally reunited, and it took Victoria Beckham's 50th birthday party to make it happen.
Oh, tell me what you want, what you really, really want.
How fun is that? There is this video that's gone viral of all five Spice Girls dancing to their 1997 classic song called Stop. How fun is that?
Oh, my gosh.
I really want a Spice Girls reunion tour. Please bring it to us. Because you and I could dress up,
yes!
Right? Like our favorite Spice Girl. I mean, we could really crush that. At least in my dreams,
oh,
we
yeah.
could.
I'm sporty Spice. I'm sporty Spice.
You're totally sporty all the way. All right, up next, Taylor Swift's new album includes a Kim Kardashian diss track. The beef continues between these two. It's called Thank You, Amy, but the only capital letters in the title of the song are K-I-M. Okay, so we know it's about Kim Kardashian. She talks about some of the lyrics are screamed, bleep you at Amy to the night sky. She also says, she mentions a bronze spray tan statue. And she says, I changed your name and any real defining clues. But basically, this track goes off on Kim K.
Oh, my gosh, Taylor.
The beef is not done.
Oh, my gosh.
It continues.
Stop it.
And
stop.
I kind of love that. It makes me feel like she's normal. You don't have beef with anybody.
No.
You've never.
I'm not that kind of a girl.
You're not. You're nice. Everybody loves Sky. Let me assure you that there are people who would write a diss track about me, for sure.
No, you're like the nicest part. Oh, whatever, hey. Love each other. Love each other, everybody.
All right, and finally, Kelly Osbourne is coming forward saying that she did not take Ozempic to lose 85 pounds, but she did lose 85 pounds on it. Also, Scott Disick says that he's going to stop taking Ozempic because he looks too thin. The whole world is taking Ozempic right now. I think that you and I may be the only people who are not on it at this point.
They need to be careful.
No kidding.
Because I can see one of those commercials. So if you guys have taken Ozempic,
right.
And you know, you want to file a lawsuit.
Exactly. That's your Up to the Minute Entertainment Scoop. We got more for you tomorrow morning. Be here for the Star Report at 7:15.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.